Richard, Detroit, my hometown, born and raised there. It's a shell of itself. It's not the same. Will it ever come back?
It can. I think, you know, I talk, I have a whole chapter on the death and life of great American industrial cities in the book, The Great Reset. I think the one thing that this crisis has shown Detroit is that it can't rebuild around bailouts. Bailing out the auto industry isn't a solution for its future. And it can't rebuild around, you know, I've studied city development for a long time, around the crack, literally the crack of stadiums, convention centers, downtown, you know, tower building, and now the worst of all possible things, this era of casinos will solve all problems. So I think Detroit still has amazing innovation and creative energy. It has great colleges and universities like Wayne State. In the city, it has Cranbrook Academy. University of Michigan and Michigan State are very, very close by. In fact, they're almost in the outskirts of the greater Detroit region. And, you know, great musical innovation, you know, from Motown to Iggy Pop to the MC5 to the White Stripes and others. Great design and technology. So I think it forces it. But one of the things I found when I lived in Pittsburgh and before that when I lived in Boston, both cities that had to revitalize and renew, it took two generations. You know, Boston started to fall apart in the 50s. It wasn't until the 70s and 80s that it began to renew. Pittsburgh lost its economic way in the 70s, and it wasn't, and I moved there in the 80s. It's not till now that Pittsburgh is held up as a model of renewal. So I think the process of rebuilding is at least a generation long, and it can be done, but it's going to take getting away from federal bailouts, you know, federal solutions, big government programs, urban renewal, stadiums, and getting back to doing the day-to-day things, building up stronger communities, stronger neighborhoods, and real communities. I'll tell you what strikes me as odd, though, George, and I don't know how this strikes you, but when I hear people talking about turning Detroit into a giant urban farm, or worse yet, closing off neighborhoods and whole parts of the city, I worry. I worry when the strategy for rebuilding the greatest industrial city the world has ever known means turning it back into a farm or shutting down whole swaths of the city. I think we can do better. And I think, you know, we can, as one colleague put it, there are assets there that can be built around. There are things that can be done. It doesn't all have to be turned back into rubble and dirt and farmland. Some of that's okay, but I think there's enough asset. It's a big region, a great airport, lots of people, good universities, innovative spark, and yes, but it's going to take time to do it.
All right, let's go to some of the calls. We'll go west of the Rockies. Jackie is in Weezer, Idaho. I like that town, Weezer, Idaho. Go ahead, Jackie.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are
morning.
You tonight?
All
great.
All well, thanks.
I've got two questions for you. Short little story. In 97, we had a major flood here, and I had put in the furniture that I had that had gotten wet on the back patio. When it dried out, I repurposed it for my back patio furniture, which came in very handy, plus comfortable. Another thing is the barter system. I don't hear too many people talking about that nowadays.
Well, first of all, thank you for calling, and I think repurposing stuff and reusing stuff, however you can do it, is a great idea. We do find in neighborhoods and communities all over the country, one of the things I look at with my team is actually I try to get a sense of new evolving industries, and some of the most competitive and highly evolving industries in America our arts and culture industries, and in fact, the music industry, the creation of new bands, new music scenes, and that happens so fast and it's so diverse. We've been studying that almost as a way of looking at the broader economy and the evolution of these knowledge-based industries. What we're finding is tremendous amounts of bartering within the music economy, as bands are bartering services for one another, helping one another out, but also with fashion designers and graphic artists. Trey, you know, I'll play your gig or your show if you do my clothes or you do my graphic design. So bartering as a very important part of how we're resetting, and particularly in arts and creative industry, lots and lots of it going on. And if it works for you, that's great.
there's a TV show out there called Hoarders, basically, and these people just hoard everything. I mean, everything.
I've seen it.
I wonder if people should start doing that again. Start saving everything.
Huh? Maybe reverse hoarding, actually.
Yeah.
I think part of resetting is letting go of things that maybe you have clinged to for too long. But that show is, I would say, part hysterical and part just deeply troubling.